As the world gears up for a new global treaty on climate change in December of this year, experts warn that millions of people around East Africa are faced with risks from climate change. Major risks include changing disease patterns, extreme weather events, and the threat to food and water security. From the Kenyan capital, correspondent Ruben Chama reports.
Scientists from the United Nations-affiliated Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, are warning East African nations to brace themselves for extreme weather events related to climate change. Guled Atan, director of the Intergovernmental Authority on Development Climate Prediction and Applications Center, ICPAC, was a participant at a recent regional meeting on climate attended by representatives from the IGAD member states.
One thing is for sure, that man has an effect on climate, it's for sure. And temperature is increasing. The problem in East Africa is serious. When there is a rain, the rain will be more intense, so there will be more floods. The dry spells will be wider, so there will be more droughts. That is the risk. So increase likelihood of drought, increase likelihood of floods. Two extremes. Too much water, too little water.
Dr. Chris Field and Dr. Yuba Sokona are both members of working groups on the panel that deals with flooding and other effects on climate change. They said the extremes in rainfall mentioned by Mr. Atan could also mean a change in the patterns of infectious diseases and also food production. Dr. Sokona said waiting to adapt to climate change requires international cooperation, and he said that waiting to implement measures to deal with the phenomena would be costly. Dr. Alice Kauda, Kenya's Environment Secretary at the Ministry of Environment, Water and Natural Resources, said Kenya is already implementing laws and policies to tackle the problem. She says the government has introduced regulatory mechanisms that require households that consume, for instance, 100 liters of water per day to install solar panels. Households with the panels receive tax rebates. She says Kenya also has a regulation requiring households to set aside at least 10% of their land for planting trees. Sarah O'Keefe is a researcher at the University of Oxford, currently working on a climate change-related project for Africa. She said countries can learn from each other by sharing best practices and experience.
What's interesting about climate change is that we're all kind of in this together. We're all tackling this issue at about the same time, and we're all grappling with how to identify the role that greenhouse gases are playing in these events and how to adapt efficiently and effectively to these changes. So I actually think that developed countries are learning just as much from developing countries as vice versa. I think that in terms of identifying impacts, trying out different adaptation measures, African countries are actually in some cases leading the way.
She says developed and developing countries are learning from each other, but adds that Africa is playing a leading role identifying the impact of climate change and trying out different measures to adapt to it. Reporting for VOA News, this is Ruben Chama in Nairobi.
This is African News Tonight on The Voice of America on the following frequencies, 15580 and 6080 kilohertz. Tune in to African News Tonight at 16 and 18 hours UTC, Monday through Friday. And with that, we wrap up this edition of African News Tonight. Up next, our VOA editorial. I'm Yehiz Wuhib in Washington.
And I'm Kim Lewis. And for all the latest developments on the continent 24/7, visit our website at www.voaafrica.com. And on behalf of our African News Tonight producer, Bill Workinger, and our engineer, Greg Burns, thanks for choosing the Voice of America.